Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's cloudy and overcast, but it's nice and cool. The weather's about 55 degrees, and it's nice. It's not windy. It's not blowing. It's not cloudy, but it's nice. It's really nice, and it's not really chilly, so it's nice. Yes, Las Vegas has beautiful weather. It's not summertime weather anymore, but it's not wintertime cold either. So it's nice. I'm enjoying the weather. It's so good to be in Las Vegas. You know, Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. It's the best place to be if you want to be entertained with sights and sounds and entertainment. Yes, it's a good place to be. All right. I want to talk about R. Kelly. Let's talk about some entertainment news, Donald, Papa G. Well, R. Kelly has gotten himself into a mix, and I stated it yesterday. R. Kelly's going to get ready to go to jail. He's fighting his sentencing because they're going to put him in jail for soliciting and messing around with underage girls. And he has two women still living with him. And they're saying that he's treating them just fine. But one of the girls that was living with him is saying that the girls are reading a script, that R. Kelly gave them a script to read. So they're reading the script. It's not how they feel. It's the script that they're reading that's helping them portray that they're okay. And the girls are trying to talk to their mothers, or their mothers is trying to talk to the girls, and their fathers are interested in talking to their daughters, but the girls haven't talked to their mother and father in 2 years. So one of the girls, her little sister came on the line and started talking to her big sister. And her big sister didn't say anything to her. She just said, "I got to go." And she hung up. And she didn't say anything to her little sister. So the parents are under the impression that R. Kelly's holding their daughter against their will. And the news people are saying, "Did you get paid? Did you get some money?" And the father is saying, "No, I didn't get any money." And the mother is saying she didn't get any money. So both saying that R. Kelly didn't give them any money and he didn't kidnap their daughters. And their daughters are staying with him because they want to. So that's the way the situation is right now. But we think R. Kelly's going to jail. And they're trying to decide on what kind of sentences they're going to give R. Kelly. So R. Kelly's screaming and hollering. And R. Kelly's 54 years old. And his girlfriend's a 23. Now, isn't that something to think about? I didn't know R. Kelly was that old. But his girlfriends have been with him since they were like 14. And now they're 23, 24 years old. Wow. That's a real unusual situation. So R. Kelly's saying that the girls are staying because they want to. And they're not staying because they have to. So that's the situation. All right, enough of the entertainment news. DJ Papa D, today is our show dedicated to the homeless, helping the homeless situation out. So play the drop to let the homeless people know where they can go get food to eat. And we'll be back in a minute. I'd like to give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities. And they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, and they offer several different kind of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's at Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless, so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city. the organization MEANS, M-E-A-N-S. We need all of the stores and restaurants that are donating food or have food to donate to the homeless agencies or to low-income agencies. They need to contact MEANS. Go on the internet and find the website and find the database for MEANS and register your store or your restaurant. And if you have food that you want to give to homeless people or to low-income people, then register with MEANS and register with their database on the internet so that they can make arrangements to pick up the food that you have to distribute. And if you're a charity and you're interested in receiving food because you want to give food to low income or to the homeless, then you need to contact MEANS and register with their database and let them know that you want to receive food because you have people that you want to give the food to. So go on the internet, pull up MEANS, M-E-A-N-S, and pull up their database and register your charities to the database so that the food that is available to be given away, you'll be able to receive some of that food. And you can use it for the homeless or low-income people or however you want to distribute the food. It will be available to you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? You know, I'm sitting here in Las Vegas, and the weather's getting kind of chilly. It's trying to get to wintertime weather. And even though it's going into March, getting ready to go into April, it's getting kind of chilly out here. I think it's getting ready to go into the wintertime weather before it breaks out into summer weather. Because after all, it has to rain to bring rainy weather to bring May flowers. So that's what we're preparing for. We're preparing for the rain. And I listened to the weather report, and it says that it's going to be raining this weekend. And we're talking about Sunday and Monday and Tuesday next week. We expect to get a sufficient amount of rain. So everybody that's outside, all you homeless people, I hope you got your clothes together. I hope you got plastic over your cardboard boxes. And I hope you got some winter clothes because it's getting ready to get cold. And I think it's going to be chilly for a couple of weeks, at least before it gets hot again. So, good luck with this cool weather. All right, DJ Papa D,
play a song, and we'll be back in a minute.
Yo, this is Mood Control. Saying you might as well pay attention. You can't afford free speech. Mood Control is designed to render funkable ideas brought to you by the makers of Mr. Prolong, better known as Urge Overkill, the pimping of the flame principle.
Oh, but we'll be pecking lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache, because it's cheaper to funk than it is to pay attention. You dig? A huckabuck! And lo and behold, one funking with Mood Control.
Every kind of beer.
Deprogram. Like a woodpecker with a headache.
When you're taking every kind of beer.
The non-profit organization.
Someone that wants your mind. When you
Have it your way.
I want to live in Las Vegas. There's what they call Church Row, where you can go and get clothes. And the churches are located on C Street on the east side of Vegas, all the way to H Street, and on Washington Avenue, which is on the south side of Vegas, all the way up to Harris Avenue. So between those four streets, they have a list of residential streets, and all of these streets have churches on them. And if you get there early, you can get the best pick of clothes so you can get warm for the winter. And you tell them G Money sent you. Just a word to all the homeless people that are listening to this show. I wanted to give you some tips on where to find blankets and where to find extra clothes. If you go into the dumpsters at the apartment complex, because when people move out of the apartment, the maintenance people go in and clean up the apartment, and anything that's left in the apartment, they throw it out. And if you go through the dumpsters, you may actually find some blankets that could actually keep you warm. And that's my tip to you as a homeless person.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yep, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? How you feeling now? Are you having a good day? Are you enjoying the music on my radio show? Are you enjoying the PSA? That's the public service announcement. For those of you that are dumb, that don't know the difference, they're public service announcements dedicated to everybody listening to the radio show. And we're putting it together so that you can get all the information you need to better your life. Because you're homeless and you're living in the street. You're living under cardboard boxes. And I hope you got some blankets and some sleeping bags under those cardboard boxes. And I hope you're getting some warm clothes, getting some jeans or some corduroy pants, and you're putting two or three pair of pants on, and I hope you're getting sweatshirts and sweaters and long-sleeve T-shirts, and you're getting jackets to put on under or over all of those clothes and under all those jackets so that you can be warm when the weather gets cold. Because I'm telling you, when it gets cold in Vegas, it's cold. Boy, it gets cold. Your knees will be knocking. Your feet will be shivering. And oh my God, it gets cold out here in the desert in Las Vegas. So you got to get yourself together and do it quickly, because the weather's trying to give you a chance to do your shopping and get all your cold weather supplies together, because it's not cold yet, but it's getting ready to turn the tables and getting ready to be real cold for you. So I'm hoping that everybody's getting everything they need. Get your blankets, get your sleeping bags, even get your sleeping buddies. Now, it could be male or female. It doesn't matter to me. Just somebody that you can snuggle up against and keep you warm. Because once it gets cold, well, you're going to need that warm body next to you to keep you warm. That's right. Because that's always the added benefit. If you're warm or if you're cold, you can always snuggle up. And that will definitely keep you warm through the cold winter weather. Now, this is the month of March, and today is, what, the 7th or the 8th? Let me think, 7th, 8th, 9th, the 10th. No, that can't be right. The 6th, the 7th, the 8th. This is the 8th of March. So we're just getting started in the month of March, and the weather is trying to turn to get cold. Oh, and another thing, it's time to set your clocks back. They say fall, the fall time, the clocks go backwards. So we have extra hour of daylight time, which means extra time to be warm during the day, but during be cold at night. So make sure you set your clocks right so that you can be on time to when you go get your lunch, go get your breakfast, go get your dinner. Make sure you're not late to go eat, because food is very important. All right. Well, oh, I want to say something else. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. And that's in Gardena, California. So go on the internet and pull up Sarah High School, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser. So donate to the golf tournament. Donate some money to their fundraiser because they can really appreciate it. I went to Sarah. My brother, Big Nasty, went to Sarah. And we're in favor of Sarah doing all they can do to help the students at the school be able to stay in school. So the fundraiser is in the month of April. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School and look up the fundraiser that they have scheduled for the month of April so that you can participate. At least donate some money to the fundraiser. Also, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So it's going to be a lot of guys in blue and white walking around in Las Vegas, and those are all my brothers. So you'll see it'll be a lot of them here. Oh, we got about 150,000 of us around the world, and most of them are coming to Vegas in July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on with them. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless and for some other activities going on in Las Vegas. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activity, because I want you to stay aware of everything that's going on in Las Vegas. All right, DJ Papa D, play another song and then drop a commercial spot and drop a comedy clip, and we'll be back in a minute.
Big Mouth Productions and G House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Yes.
If you have some questions that you want to send, ask G Money, well, send me some questions, because we do have that section where we can do that part of the show right now. If we have some questions, then I can answer the questions for the listening audience for your questions that you have. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
There's a thrift store called Marty's Mart, and it's run by the Reformation Lutheran Church, and they have women's clothes, and they have men's clothes, and they have children's clothes. And so if you go down there, you can get a good pick of clothes to wear so that you can be warm during the cold weather that we're getting ready to have. And it's located at 1219 South Main Street in Las Vegas. And they're open from 10 in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they're open Monday through Saturday. And you tell them G Money sent you. You can go on the website, akcloset.org. And that's a woman that has clothes to give away to homeless people and to people that need clothes. She gives clothes away to men, women, and children. So she has a trailer full of clothes that she's interested in giving away. So go on the website, akcloset.org, and you tell them G Money sent you.
G
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Hey, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I know I've been talking about the weather all day, but I want the homeless people to get ready for this cold weather that's getting ready to hit Las Vegas. I told you it was coming. I just couldn't predict when it was coming. But it's coming, because I can feel my knees are shaking and my ankles are getting cold. I need to put on another pair of socks, because my feet are getting cold. So I need to gar up and get my gear together so that I can stay warm. Even when I'm outside, I want to be warm. So I got to take care of myself as I'm taking care of everybody else in Las Vegas and around the world. So DJ Papa D, do you have any announcements of any activities that are going on this weekend?
What's happening, G-Money? We have a couple of things. We have two or three things that are happening this weekend. First thing is the Valley Vegas Saturday Morning Food Giveaway Ministry this Saturday morning from 9:30, tomorrow morning from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's co-sponsored by the Emergency Food System Food Assistance Program. And it's Abundance of Food Pallets. And that is located at Valley Vegas Church, which, if I remember correctly, is at 4500 West Sahara. And that's, again, that's tomorrow morning from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. The other thing that's happening is the open air market, and that's also something that happens every weekend. And tomorrow morning, it's happening from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and it's happening at 3020 East Bonanza Road at the Golden Ages Adult Daycare Center. And people can go there, and they'll be distributing wholesome, nutritious foods to anyone in need. That's 3020 East Bonanza Road from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And I think that's it.
Anything from the Hydrating the Homeless? Are they doing a water giveaway this weekend?
No, Sunday. They did it last Sunday, last weekend. I think they're next month.
Okay, great. Well, I hope everybody supported Hydrating the Homeless, because they're really trying to do a lot in the community, especially with the homeless people. So let's support them, everybody, as much as you can. Go get as much as you can from these organizations that are preparing and giving away food and clothes, because it's getting that time of year where it's getting ready to get cold out here. So get your snacks together and get your clothes together and get ready for the cold weather. Well, I think that's all for the day. We've given you all of our information, and we played music for you. So I hope you enjoyed this radio show that we dedicated to for the homeless. We're trying to help them live a better life and be better people in their situation. So I want to thank Papa D for being my DJ and my engineer. And I want to thank Big Nasty, because I know you're around there listening to the radio show because you're sponsoring it. And I want to say thank you, everybody, for listening to the radio show for this week. And we'll be back next week on Monday to talk about the football games that are playing this weekend. So I'm G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter. And I'm out of here. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.